Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, my dear brothers and sisters. I'm Saif, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every one of us with success in this dunya and the next. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about a man who used to be a thief, a highway robber, and then he changed and became known as Abid al-Haramain, the worshipper of the two holy sanctuaries. So how did he do it, and what was his secret, and how can we implement it? Stay tuned to find out. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Many times we try to change. We want to improve and get better. We attend conferences, we get inspired, we watch motivational videos, we want to take action, and we actually do take action. But then we find ourselves back in the same situation. That change was short-lived. So what is the key ingredient to maintaining change? Let's take a look at the story of Fudayl ibn Iyad and see what he did, not only to change, but to maintain that change. Fudayl ibn Iyad, he was living a life of sin, committing many sins, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says the reason for his change was because he was in love with a girl. So one day he went to see her, and while he was climbing up her wall, he heard somebody reciting the ayah. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That is it not time for those who believe for their hearts to submit to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When he heard this ayah, he said that yes Allah, it is time for me to turn back to you. And he left and he went to an abandoned area and he spent the night there. And while he was there, he noticed a group of people that were hanging out there, they were camping out there, and he was overhearing their conversation. One of them said that, you know, let's go. It's nighttime, let's go, let's get out of here. Another person told him that, don't you know this is the area of Fudayl? This is his area. He's lying somewhere there waiting for us to come out so that he can rob us. And Fudayl ibn Iyad said that I spend my nights in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these people are hiding from me. I don't think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought me here except for me to learn a lesson. And I make tawbah, I turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I repent from my sins, and I make my tawbah beside the holy mosque. I make my tawbah and I dedicate my life to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Mecca. So what was the key thing that he did at this moment that ensured that he was going to be able to change? It's actually quite simple if you think about it. He made a decision, but not any decision. It was a very specific decision. He knew what he had to do. And he committed to that decision and he took action. Many times when we get motivated, we start doing randomly. It's not specific, it's not focused. The decision is not specific. We don't know exactly what needs to be done in order to change. So we start doing everything and anything that we can find. But that's not the key. The key is consistent action. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that the most beloved deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those that are done consistently, even though they might be small. For any change to be lasting, it must be consistent. We need to do it over and over and over until it becomes a part of our routine. And we need to take the first step. We can't wait for some miracle to come and happen and change us. All of a sudden we wake up when you're inspired and we want to change. No, we need to take the first step and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us along the way. He tells us in the Quran,
إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not change the state of people unless they change what is within themselves. So we need to take the first step. We need to make the decision that I need to change and I need to be the one responsible for that change, and we start moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He will definitely help us. So what can we do in order to implement change? And this is today's action step. Number one, we ask ourselves the question that isn't it time for those who believe to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for their hearts to submit to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and answer this question. And without a doubt, all of us are going to say yes, that it is time for me to change. And what can I do to change? Number two, to decide on one thing we can do that if we implemented it, it would improve our lives drastically. It would improve our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It would get us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has to be something specific. Number three, to commit to that decision and start taking action right away. For example, if I decide that I'm going to start praying 5 times a day, I commit to that. I don't miss my salah, my prayer, no matter what. If I decide that I'm going to start reading the Quran, I commit to reading, for example, 15 minutes a day, and I stick to that, and I don't give it up, no matter the situation. And number four, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to be asked, and He loves to give. And if we ask Him and we show that we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we humble ourselves in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always help us. And what happens, and this is inevitable, that I start taking action, I start moving towards change, and then all of a sudden I find myself going in the opposite direction. And this is bound to happen. Shaitan is not going to leave us alone. The last thing he wants is somebody getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His mission in life is to make sure that we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the last person that wants us to be doing good. So what happens when we find ourselves struggling to do the things that we committed to? What do we do in this case? We recommit and we make that decision again and we start taking action. And a very important thing is to become more self-aware. That what was the reason that I'm unable to commit to this decision? For example, if I'm missing Fajr, perhaps it's because I'm sleeping late. So when we become more self-aware, we start making better decisions. And with better decisions comes better results. So if we see the key reason that I'm missing Fajr is because I'm sleeping too late or I'm spending too much time on my phone at night, we make the decisions to stop doing, to eliminate that habit from our routine so that we make sure we get up for Fajr, for example. And the most important thing that we can do is to take action, because action is the key to getting results. We can learn as much as we want, but if we don't implement it, it's not going to bring about change. And this is what Isn't It Time is all about. It's about the practical implementation of the principle of the Quran to improve our lives, to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only improve our lives spiritually, but in every aspect. Share your thoughts below on what you thought about this video. And don't forget to subscribe and turn on the bell so that you get notified every time we release new videos. Until next time, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to change and to take the necessary steps in order to sustain that change. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim.